from the world of IndyCar, Ryan Briscoe. How's it going, Ryan?
Doing great, thanks.
All right, man. A crazy weekend last weekend for the IndyCars up in Toronto. What was your take on the whole Saturday and Sunday and everything that went down?
Well, you know, rain sucked and felt really bad for the fans on Saturday that really stuck it out all day. And then it was just, you know, it just got too dangerous to start the race, unfortunately. I mean, visibility, you know, was absolutely zero. And it was just too bad. But I think we put on a great show Sunday with two races. We certainly got a workout for ourselves doing two races in one day. But at the end, you know, I think it all went well. And, you know, we even had a bit more rain in race two on Sunday. But we were able to, you know, keep the race going and put on a pretty good show, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you've been racing for a long time, a lot of different classes and cars. Have you ever been in a race where the pace car crashed before?
Well, I guess they spun the two-seater at Long Beach this year as well, so that's twice in one year. But I heard that apparently the safety car had slicks on.
Oh, jeez.
So that really didn't help the situation, you know, with the rain and... And, I mean, that track was just so slippery in the wet. It was unbelievable. So, definitely embarrassing for Lion Dyke, but we were having a bit of a laugh about it after the race. So.
Oh, geez, that was Ari Lion Dyke driving that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh, I just threw him under the bus.
Oh, I had no idea. All right. Well, now, of course, Ari, a legend around these parts, as are a lot of you guys, going to be in Milwaukee Indy Fest coming up. That would be August 16th and 17th. What are your thoughts on the old Milwaukee Mile there? You won there in 2008.
Yeah, I got my first ever IndyCar win there, so I love the place. I mean, it's just so old school, really difficult track, flat, one-mile circuit, really quick with these cars, and it's usually a really exciting race for us. So I can't wait to come back for it. We tested there a few weeks ago. You know, the car felt strong, and can't wait for it.
Now, do you prefer the ovals to the road courses?
Oh, I wouldn't say that, but you know, I love the mix of having them both.
All right. Okay. Along those same lines, how do we get you guys back to Road America then?
Yeah, oh, I wish. You know, I only ever race sports cars up there. I raced the Porsche RS Spyder up there back in 07, and just what an amazing circuit. Love that place, and, you know, you can bet yourself that ask any driver in the field, you know, of a road course they'd like to go to, it'd be Road America. So, hey, who knows, maybe one day.
Well, we keep hope alive around here. So now, you've driven for Penske in the past. You're driving for Ganassi now. What's kind of the difference between, I guess you would say, probably the two biggest teams in IndyCar? The Andretti's are in there, of course, too. But what's kind of the contrast between the two teams?
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, at the racetrack, they do all the same things. And, you know, they got the resource and the resources to get the job done. You know, pit crews that do an amazing job on pit road and all that. I'd say the biggest difference is, you know, it just comes from up above. You know, Penske's a bit more of a corporate team, and, you know, Roger has a lot going on outside of motor racing, and whereas what Ganassi does, you know, all he does is motor racing, and, you know, this is his life and business. And but at the end of the day, from the driving standpoint, you know, they're both great teams to race for, and, it'd be hard to pick between the two, but I'm extremely happy to be where I'm at Ganassi. It's an awesome team. They've got great guys there, and a lot of the same guys, you know, that were there when I came in 2005 for the first time. So it's really been a bit of a homecoming for me.
All right, now, if let's say somebody has never been to an IndyCar race before, has never really, you know, swung down to the mile for the entire Indy Fest, what kind of weekend should they be expecting down there coming up August 16th and 17th?
Well, I mean, you know, the great thing about IndyCars is you can get really close to the fans. You know, you can get into the infield and hang out. We'll be doing autographs all weekend and, you know, action-packed racing. I mean, it's a small track. You know, there's I'm not sure what support classes are going to be there, but it's usually, you know, a really cool race to come to, very family friendly, and one I'd definitely recommend, because, you know, it's just, you're so close to the action. It's always exciting.
Well, they've been adding stuff over the years, and last year they kind of added the carnival in the infield. Is it distracting running past a Ferris wheel in the infield?
Not really the Ferris wheel, but, you know, when they're cooking the brats and you're getting the smell coming across the track and you're in the middle of turns one and two, that's a bit distracting, especially halfway through the race when you're starting to get a bit hungry.
Well, it's amazing, too. The smell of bratwurst is able to overpower tires, fuel, any of the usual racing smells. Brats have it covered.
Yeah, exactly. They do. I love myself a brat, so always ready to have one.
Well, there you go, man. You just guaranteed everyone from Sheboygan will be cheering for you when you're at the Milwaukee Mile once again, August 16th and 17th. Ryan, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time out today.
All right. Thanks for having me.